At this middle school in Wyoming, Michigan, these seventh graders are getting a break from their regular classroom routine. Tobacco prevention specialist Krista Schaffsma is here to incorporate lessons about smoking into the curriculum. In this science class, the kids sing a song to learn how oxygen travels through the body.
Let's try the verse all together now. Love, dove, da, 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 love.
Later on, in English, the students will write parodies of cigarette ads. And in math, they'll calculate the cost of buying cigarettes for a year and determine what else they could buy instead.
Love, dove, dove. This is the best class for singing. All right, second verse.
Schaffsma says the integrated curriculum makes learning fun. But more importantly, she says it really works to discourage kids from smoking.
Research shows us that scare tactics are a very ineffective way to prevent kids from smoking. What motivates kids more, I think, is when they learn about empowering themselves and making decisions.
Tobacco prevention lessons like this are becoming more popular, and many people believe the programs would get a big boost once the tobacco settlement was divvied up. Some states have done that. For example, Wisconsin earmarked $23 million over 2 years for a tobacco prevention and cessation program. And Minnesota set up an endowment to provide $35 million a year to help reduce smoking rates in that state. But it turns out the majority of states had other plans.
In general, states are spending money for road improvement, highway construction, or reducing taxes. And I have no problems with that, except that it does nothing to disrupt teen smoking patterns.
Peter Jacobson teaches in the School of Public Health at the University of Michigan. He spent the last 10 years researching tobacco control, and he's author of a soon-to-be-released book about adolescent smoking. Jacobson says, on average, states are only spending about 8% of the settlement for tobacco prevention. And then there are states like Michigan.
Well, actually, none of the tobacco settlement dollars are allocated directly to tobacco programs.
Scott Walker is with the Michigan Department of Community Health. He says the bulk of the state's $8 billion share of the settlement will fund college scholarships. Walker says the allocation makes sense when you look at the big picture.
When you look at the effect of education, higher education, on smoking, it's pretty clear that generally the more education you have, the less likely you are to smoke.
Walker adds the state's already allocated $8 million this year for tobacco education. It's money that's not related to the settlement. But according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Michigan would need to spend at least six times that amount to fund a truly effective program. Tobacco control advocates agree. They say most states aren't putting nearly enough money into prevention, and they say the settlement dollars could give a much-needed jumpstart to those efforts. Deborah Okamahindi is a Detroit-based health education consultant.
I would like to see at least 50% of that money actually returning to public health in the form of prevention, in the form of intervention, and in the form of enforcement of policies and laws that we currently have on our books.
Still, there's been little public criticism about how the money's being spent, and it's unlikely you'll hear many tobacco control advocates speaking out. Deborah Okamahindi says that's because many community health organizations depend on state funding.
People are afraid of losing their jobs. It's difficult for a person who is receiving 90% or 95% of their funding from government sources such as the state to then turn around and bite the hand that feeds them.
Nonetheless, some health educators are hopeful they'll be able to secure more money. The University of Michigan's Peter Jacobson says most of the settlements will be paid out over the next 25 years, and that leaves a lot of time to fight for a bigger piece of the pie.
Just because they've not done a particularly laudable job so far doesn't mean that we can't alter the climate and make an argument as to why in future years more funds should go to tobacco control as opposed to road building.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson.